I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nicaragua has finally calmed down after street protests rattled the country last week. The protests were led mainly by students and were a response to President Daniel Ortega's attempt to change the Social Security system. Transworld Radio's Steve Shan says.
One incident that happened was a reporter called Angel Gahana was reporting on damage done to a bank. And he was doing a Facebook Live. And while he was doing his report, he was shot. I don't know if he was shot purposely or if it was just a stray bullet, but he died.
Now, the resolution for the changes was revoked on Sunday, and the protests have since turned peaceful. But pray for the church there to respond with love, peace, and the gospel. And the 1040 window contains parts of Asia, Africa, and the Middle East, and is highlighted for also containing some of the most gospel-resistant societies in the world. Dennis Weens is with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, and he says they're asking people like you to join them in a prayer campaign called 1040 Prayer.
Sat7 in our five satellite TV channels covers the whole western half of the 1040 window, and so we're asking people to join us in prayer for the 1040, and what we're doing is asking people to pray 10 minutes a day for 40 days.
Sounds pretty simple, right? But the vision is deep and encompasses many complex issues that really only the gospel can solve.
We need to correct stereotypes. A lot of people think the Middle East is hopeless because of all the trauma and hostility.
You can begin this 40 days of prayer at any time. Sat7 will even send you a weekly email with special prayer points. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.